We are in Frisco, Texas during ACM Awards Show Week. With us now is Randall King, a Texas guy.
Yes, sir.
Okay, so I have to share a little story with you, maybe a little debate here, because you're from Western Texas, right? Is that right?
Or what? It's called West Texas, but it's the most northern part. It's the Panhandle.
Oh, okay. So it's kind of in this area, then, the Panhandle.
Give me a little geography. When you look at the map of Texas, it's the square that's at the top over in the northwest side.
Okay, so.
So we're still 5 hours away from where I'm from.
So what is the part of Texas that's closest to, like, Louisiana? What's that called?
That is East Texas.
East Texas.
Yeah, that's.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
So Mark Chestnut told me once that East Texas is the pretty part of Texas.
Would you
debate him on that? Or would you agree?
Yeah. I'm going to tell Mark he's wrong. Beaumont's cool.
Yeah.
But, yeah, no. Central Texas is the prettiest part of Texas.
So growing up in Texas, was it a small town? Where'd you grow up? How'd you grow up?
Yeah, I grew up. So I grew up in a small town called Hereford, Texas.
Uh-huh.
I lived there for my first 13 years. And then I graduated high school out of Amarillo.
Oh, okay.
And then from there, I followed my high school sweetheart down to Texas Tech in Lubbock. And then we broke up second semester. And I never left Lubbock until the last 4 years.
Really?
I was there for 12 years.
Were you there for 12 years?
Sure was.
Did you graduate from Texas Tech then?
No.
No?
No.
Okay.
I got one good semester out of it. The next two, I stayed in my dorm room writing songs. So I left, and dude, to this day, I still remember calling my dad and being like, hey, I know I spent $18,000 of your money going to school here, but I promise I am going to graduate, but I'm leaving Tech, and I'm going to go over to South Plains College, which is down the road.
Okay.
And I went and got a sound tech degree so I could learn how to produce records, which is what helped me get in the industry, get my foothold in the industry. And I just wanted to be able to go in the studio and not be, you know, like, hey, man, this sounds kind of wonky or sounds like cardboard. Like, I wanted to be able to give descriptions and know what I was doing in the studio.
So when you first started cutting music, did you produce your stuff, or did you kind of, like, were you able to just communicate with the producer, like, this is the sound I'm looking for?
I produced a 5-song EP called Another Bullet that we did here in Texas. And then my management threw me to the wolves 2 years later, and I produced a 13-song record. It's my self-titled record that we did independent in 2018.
That's awesome. And then did you move to Nashville, or are you still in Texas?
I moved to Nashville.
Well,
I moved up
Nashville,
there March of 2021.
Wow. Randall King joining 93.7 The Mountain.
Right.
Right home with TC. Sorry, I got confused. I think I just woke up from a nap. That's what. Hey, I don't know if you've ever Googled yourself or not.
Uh-huh.
But I Googled Randall King, see what's going on with you. And a lot of times there's a part that says people also ask. Is a question. They got these little drop-down boxes.
And it's interesting.
It's, where is Randall King from? Where can I find Randall King's music? Today, the number one question, how much does it cost to book Randall King?
You know what? That means it's getting asked a lot because we get booked a lot, and I'm here for that.
That is awesome.
That's
man.
Great, Google.
What a way
put
to
that
live
at the
your
top.
Life, man. That is
I
great.
Hope it says that we're expensive.
There you go. You got new music coming. You're coming back to country radio real soon, we hear. So
yes, sir.
About that.
Yes, sir. I'm ready for it, man. We dropped 18 songs January 26th, a record called Into the Neon.
Mm-hmm.
And out of those 18 songs, I was told we finally get to pick one. And we're going to radio with it in August, so we're ready for it.
It's a voice that belongs on country radio. Randall
Thank
King.
Thank you, man. Thank you.